What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Love Podcast. It is your host, Jaisha, and I'm back with another episode. Guys, it's been a journey. It has been a journey. But, I just dropped the episode tonight that I recorded like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I just didn't have the strength to go back and listen to it, honestly. But I listened to it today, and I'm glad that I did, because there was messages in that podcast for myself that I needed that I didn't even know that I needed. So I'm glad that I did go listen to that. That people pleasing stuff. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, I'm tired of being a people pleaser. Being a people pleaser, like, yeah, you're trying to please everybody else, but you're literally creating a war inside of yourself. And it's not fun, it's not safe, it's not healthy. Like, it sucks that we as people pleasers sacrifice our own happiness to please other people. And 9 times out of 10, we don't get that same energy in return. It just sucks. Like, especially when you have a big heart and you genuinely love people and genuinely care for people, but then you realize that love isn't the same, or you're not getting that love in return. Then you just have to handle the situation accordingly. Anyways, that's not even the topic of this episode. This episode, I wanted to dig into the realization that I had. Okay, so I told y'all I was taking y'all on this journey with me. So this past weekend, my family got together. And if you guys have been following along my journey, then you know that I haven't been actively participating in, like, family events and things like that, as far as holidays and cookouts and stuff like that. I made the decision for my well-being, for my happiness and my peace, that I would stop attending family events. I told them that back in 2020, and I stood on it. Might have been 2021, probably 2021. Definitely 2021. I told my family that back in 2021 that I would not be going to any more family events, and I stood on it up until this year. And it took death for me to, you know, go to another family event. Sadly, my aunt passed away the day before my grandma's birthday. So that was very hard, and it was really hard for me as well as my family, y'all. Like, and I'm still taking it pretty hard. You know, lump in my throat just thinking about it. Like, yeah, my auntie really gone. But anyways, again, that's not the topic of this episode. All I was to say is this weekend I spent a lot of time with my family, and we had. They're my cousins, but they're my mama's cousins, so they're my second cousins. They're closer to my mama age than my age, but they're still my cousin. But we had cousins come up from Florida. Our cousin came from Miami. He did the eulogy. He's a pastor. My other cousin, his brother came up from Florida as well. So after the funeral, the repast and everything, we all go to my grandma's house. And we just, you know, sitting outside playing cards, you know, just doing what families do when they get together. And just outside chilling, talking and laughing. And they get to talking about... First of all, let me pause right there, because I guess I haven't really introduced what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to be talking about generational trauma and things that are passed down. Like, I knew that there were things... Basically, I was trying to say, like, generational trauma, and I knew that me and my mother's relationship was, or is, the way that it is because of the way that she was brought up. You know, she has her views because of how she was brought up. And I still, to this day, I stand on the fact that does not excuse her behavior. She is almost 50 years old. At some point, she has to take accountability for her own healing and her own actions. But, okay, so that's, anyways. They always say, you know, you got to give your parents grace because they got their things, their actions, their trauma from somewhere. At the end of the day, they're still human. We have to stop looking at them as parents and look at them as humans. And this weekend, as we were all sitting outside talking, they began to tell this story. My grandma is One out of nine. My great grandmother had nine kids, which shocked me because for the longest time, I only knew about seven. I thought it was seven of them. And for a good bit, five of them were alive. For a good bit, five were living. 7 months ago, my uncle passed. And then to the date, 7 months to the date that he passed, my aunt passed. So now we're down to this. It's just three of them left, my grandma and her sister, and they got one more brother. But anyways, back to this story. So they're telling this story about, mind you, my grandma still stays like in the same house, the same yard that my mom and them grew up in. I'm sure my grandma grew up in. Like they still stay out there in that same spot. So, cousin Tim, cousin Johnny, they're maybe I shouldn't say their name. It don't matter. Y'all don't know these people. But so yeah, they're talking and they bring up the story. Like I remember when they brought one of my uncles got shot, and whoever, I don't know if it was whoever he was with or how that went, but they brought him to my grandma, brought her son to him as he's dying, and just dropped him off in the yard. And they're saying how they remember one of my aunts just like losing her mind. My uncle, the one that passed 7 months ago, he got his pistol out like he ready to shoot somebody. And my great grandma was holding my uncle, and he the shit. She was like, "What did they do to my baby?" And just hearing that, it opened my eyes to so much generational trauma that my family has experienced, some deep hurt that I never knew about. And I'm sure there's so much more deeper. They even went on to tell this story about a molestation that occurred that pretty much divided my family. As far as this goes back three generations, this family feud lasted for three generations. So I think that this goes back to my great grandma and her sisters. They were saying how they were really close at one point in time until the story of the molestation comes out, and that caused a split in my family, basically. And my mama them said that that feud lasted for three generations to the point where they used to be beefing with their cousins, like, and really didn't know why. Like I said, that just all goes to show, like, generational trauma is real. And like I said, that just opened my eyes to a lot, and it just helped me to honestly give my mama a little more grace. Like, it doesn't make things that she said or does excusable, but it helps me in my journey to know that it goes back. It's literally generational. Like, it's literally generational. My great grandma, she was hurt. She's seen and been through some things. And honestly, I don't want to say she was a slave, but I do know that she was. My great grandma was born in 1923. So I'm not going to say she was a slave, but I know that she went through a lot of mess back then. So then, that gets passed on to my grandma. And then my grandma not knowing how to heal herself and having the proper tools necessary, as well as experiencing her own trauma, like losing her brother and whatever else my grandma had to go through in her life. That gets passed on to my mama. And again, black women not knowing, first of all, not wanting to reach out for help, not wanting to go to therapy. Not saying anything is wrong with this because the big G is the big G, but the black community loves to fall on the church and love to depend on the church when they're going through things. But sometimes you got to seek outside help, and sometimes we need therapy. Sometimes therapy is okay. Like, we can go talk to somebody and get some help. We don't got to sweep everything up under the rug. Some things need to be talked about. Let's address it and let's get it out so we can start healing. That's what I want for my black community, for my black families. I want us to start healing. Let's start taking some accountability. Let's dig deep and let's get to the root of these problems and figure out why families are feuding, and let's figure out why mothers and daughters can't have healthy relationships, and let's figure out why these men are molesting these daughters, and of course it could be the other way around. These women are molesting these sons. Like, as a community, we gotta dig deeper, and we got to figure out how we can stop these changes so that these next generations can have a life and live a life that they deserve, because they don't deserve a lot of the things that have been given to us. I don't deserve a lot of things that have been given to me. My mother didn't deserve a lot of things that were given to her. My grandmother didn't deserve a lot of things that were given to her. But at some point, we got to stand up and say that we got to stop and decide, like, we want better. I want better for my daughter. So at some point, I had to decide that it stopped with me. And I'm proud of myself, y'all, because here I go. I posted on my story a year ago today how I had been short-tempered with my daughter and just not wanting to be like my mother. And it's so crazy how that popped up in my memories, because today, well, this weekend, I just was so overwhelmed with the funeral and my emotions from that and just not getting enough sleep. I was just so tired. My daughter has been so whiny the whole weekend, and crying triggers me so bad. I'm working on that. And I know why crying triggers me, because I wasn't allowed to cry as a child. I was told to suck it up. I'm going to give you something to cry about. Shut up before I give you something to cry about. You feel me? So I'm working on that. And I'm proud of myself tonight, because I almost had one of those moments where I snapped on my child. But I had to regulate my emotions in order to help her regulate her emotions. If I would have snapped on her, that just would have made her more upset. If I would have popped her because she's crying and I'm upset, that just would have made her cry louder. I had to calm myself down so that I could talk to her and we could figure out why she was crying. Which it was nothing. She's just tired, but still, you know, it's cycles. We must learn to break those cycles. These kids didn't ask to come into this broken mess. Like, none of us did. At the end of the day, none of us asked to be here. But at some point, somebody has to take a stand and say that it stops with me. And moving forward, things will be different. Moving forward, things will be better. You know? And that's the message that I feel like I got this weekend. Being the chosen one is not easy. But when you're chosen, you're chosen. You don't get to choose to be chosen. You're just chosen. Like, I say this on just about all my videos. I didn't ask to see things the way that I see things, but I do. And all I can do is move accordingly. I'm grateful that I was able to spend time with my family this weekend. I'm beyond grateful for that. Even under the circumstances that it was, I miss my auntie so much. When I tell you, nothing will ever be the same without my auntie, y'all. It will never be the same without my auntie. My heart breaks for my grandma, for her to lose her baby sister the day before her birthday. My heart breaks for my grandma. And she's so strong. That's a strong, strong. I never, 25 years old, y'all, and I never seen my grandma cry. And to me, I feel like that's a generational thing. Like, it's okay to cry. Like, yeah, we be strong. But I feel like, especially Black women, we feel like we gotta be superwoman. That worries me about my grandma, y'all. Like, we don't have to be superwoman all the time. It's okay to let it out. So, but yeah, like, this is that generational thing. Not showing emotions, that's a generational thing. Like I said, I'm grateful I got to spend time with my family. I hate it had to be under those circumstances, but me and my cousin, I'm sure I spoke on this some episodes ago, but me and my cousin that had a little falling out. Me and her, we talked, and things are, you know, decent between us. And I'm grateful. I love my family, even though they're toxic, man. I love them people. I don't want things to be like this. I don't want to have to go no contact with my family. So hopefully that's what this, I'm feeling that that's what this is about, is learning that balance, I guess. And maybe it won't be now, maybe not next year, but hopefully before we lose any more, I can I can create a change or cause a shift within my family and teach them to heal themselves. You know, maybe I can't help my mother, but maybe I can help my grandmother with the little, like, ooh, don't say that. Ooh, don't say that. But maybe I can help my grandma with the time that she has left on this earth, you know? Or if not my grandma, my aunt had to see her brother come be dropped off bleeding to death after being shot. My cousins and my mama and my aunt, they talked about how they can remember to this day how bloody and how his shirt looked. That's crazy to me. Like, that's that generational trauma, and it gotta stop somewhere, and it stopped with me. But I feel like I've chatted long enough, you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this video. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I feel like this was a great content. I'm going to try to figure out how to get this onto my YouTube, because I definitely want this on my YouTube. Make sure you guys go subscribe to my YouTube. I did change my YouTube name to Becoming J. Amir, because we are evolving into J. Amir. I am evolving. Not the same person that I was last year. I'm definitely not the same person that I was 2-3 years ago. I'm probably not even the same person that I was a month ago, y'all. Every single day is a new day, a new chance, a new opportunity. And you have the power to create your life, to recreate yourself, to recreate your reality. Everything you want is right. It's yours, literally. But make sure you guys leave comments, leave feedback, leave stars, leave whatever. Go follow me on my Instagram at AMEAAAR_interact with me. Give me some topics. Just follow me. Show some love. Y'all know. Follow me on TikTok, y'all. I'm trying to get the 1K on TikTok so I can be going live and stuff and really be talking to people. But that's going to wrap this up. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I will see you guys next week. I'm going to try my best to get back to posting weekly. I'm going to try my best, y'all. But it's just, these circumstances, y'all, they are hard. I'm trying my best to, I'm maintaining. So, like I said, I'm going to try to get back to weekly uploads. I'm not going to make any promises, but I'll be back, y'all. Love y'all. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Love Podcast. So, I recorded that whole segment on March the 7th. I know the quality is not the best, but today is March the 24th. I mean, not March, it's June. Whoa, excuse me. We're months away from when I recorded that last podcast. And I'm outside for a bit of privacy, as I can tell. You can hear the cars in the background. But, what's crazy about that topic is I talked about generational trauma, and I spoke on one of my grandmother's brother getting shot, and they bring him back to my great grandmother. Basically, he was shot over a female. Come to find out, y'all, last month, back in May, either it was May or the end of April, one of the two. I don't know the exact date. I can't give you that. But my cousin, he was 22. He gets shot, he gets killed over a female. And this cousin of mine is the grandson of my great uncle that got shot and killed over a female. So I find that very, very crazy that I had this podcast in my draft speaking on generational trauma, only to find out that my cousin left the same way that his grandfather did. That's crazy to me. Like, generational trauma is real. Like, there's things that are placed on your life that you're sent here to heal and sent here to break. And, you know, if you don't pass that, you know, anyway. But yeah, I just wanted to add it into this segment because I found it crazy that I was re-listening to that podcast this morning to decide if I wanted to post it. And as I was listening to it, it hit me that my cousin is literally the grandson of the uncle that I was speaking on. And he literally passed just about the same way that his grandfather passed, about the same issue over a female. That's crazy to me. But that's going to wrap up the episode, you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. I know the quality wasn't the best. So if you guys listen and if you made it this far, I definitely appreciate it. Because like I said, the quality was not the best. I'm going to try to edit that. And I appreciate you guys. I say this every podcast. I'm going to try to get back more consistent. It's really hard with the way my life is right now. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. The way that the prices are, everything is focused on working and literally staying afloat. But I'm going to try my best to stay and maintain and be consistent on my podcast because I do miss you guys. I do miss talking. And yeah, so like I said, I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you made it this far. If you did, thank you. And it's nothing but love. And I'll see you guys next episode.